meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
Staff would just note that the agenda was revised on July 11th at 9:02 in the evening to add old business items, conditional use 2179, 2180, and CZ 1884, and two sets of minutes.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item, the approval of the minutes of the April 11, 2019 meeting and the June 13, 2019 meeting and the June 27, 2019 meeting, all as revised.
I had a few comments on those and the staff picked them up, so we're good.
Okay.
One was actually on Ingrid Hopkins. It was kind of funny that it was mentioned that it was next to an airport, when in fact it's next to a little bitty model airplane airport.
It's next to a model airplane.
Yeah, right.
Well, there was that.
Which was okay. An interesting one. Make a motion to approve the minutes. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 11, June 13, and June 27, 2019 meetings as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item is change of zone number 1878, Captain's Way Development, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ number 1878 to amend ordinance number 2295 as later amended by ordinance number 2636 for the Captain's Way GRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Captain's Way is a GRRPC development with 301 lots on 154.9 acres. It was first approved as ordinance number 2295 and it was amended by ordinance number 2636. Two, the applicant is seeking to amend these prior approvals to allow a single garage studio apartment to be permitted on each lot. Three, with the additional garage studio apartments, the overall density is still within the permitted density of the GR district. Four, the applicant has stated that the garage studio apartments will offer an additional type of affordable housing within the development. Five, the proposed garage studio apartments promote the purposes of the residential planned community district as set forth in the zoning code. Six, there was testimony that there is adequate water and wastewater facilities for the addition of the garage studio apartments. And seven, for this reason, I recommend that condition A of the ordinance number 2295 be amended to state as follows. A, the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 301. In addition to the main single family dwelling on each lot, one garage studio apartment shall be permitted. No garage studio apartment shall exceed 800 square feet in size and shall comply with the regulations of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The garage studio apartments shall be owned in common with the main single family dwelling on the lot and the owner of the residence shall occupy one of the units on the property. That's my motion.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1878, Captain's Way Development, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2177, Ingrid Hopkins.
That's me. Just a minute. Apparently I'm not as organized as I would. All right. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2177 for Ingrid Hopkins for an event venue based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is a 5-acre parcel of land owned by the applicant. It is surrounded by farmland owned by the applicant's family. The use will occur within a renovated barn in the surrounding area, including pavilions. Two, this is also the site of a bed and breakfast that was approved by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. This use is consistent with the prior approval of this agricultural property. Three, the use is an extension of the historical agricultural use of this property and it is consistent with the surrounding farmland. Four, the applicant intends to hold events that include weddings, birthday parties, and similar events. Five, the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation has confirmed that the agritourism use is an approved use on land that are in the state agricultural preservation program. Six, the site will have sufficient areas for parking. Seven, with the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. Eight, this use promotes agricultural activities in Sussex County and is an innovative agritourism destination. Nine, No parties appeared in opposition to this application. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. B, all parking areas shall be generally shown on the final site plan. No parking shall be permitted on any nearby county roads. C, all entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. D, all events shall conclude prior to 11 o'clock at night with music ending no later than 10 p.m. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2177, Ingrid Hopkins, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1883 OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend for approval of CZ number 1883 for AO-BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC to adjust these types of units in the total of units to an MR-RPC as approved by CZ number 1475, ordinance number 1573. For the development as the known as the peninsula based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Number one, CZ 145, which was identified as ordinance number 1573, included a condition identifying the number and types of uses allowed within the MR-RPC as followed. The maximum number of the units shall not exceed 1,404 units, comprised of as follows. 323 single-family lots, 378 single-family detached condominiums, 325 single-family detached townhouses, 378 multifamily units. Two, this MR-RPC was approved in 2002 and is still being built out today. Three, the master developer of this project, the applicant has stated that there is no longer a strong demand for townhouse units within this project. Based upon the market, they are seeking to replace certain townhouse units with single family units and detached condominium units. These will also result in a reduction in the total number of units that will be built in the MR-RPC. Four, Peninsula Owners Association representatives testified during the hearing that they do not object to this request, subject to confirmation and the reduced number of the units that will be allowed as a result of this request. Five, this request will not adversely affect the overall design of the MR-RPC or the current and future residents of the development. Six, for these reasons and at the applicant's request, condition number one of CZ 1475 and ordinance 1573 should be amended to state as follows. The maximum number of units shall not exceed 1,394 units, comprised as follows. 358 single family lots, 388 single family detached condominiums, 270 single family attached townhouses, 378 multifamily units. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
I second.
We move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1883 OABP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1882, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion on this one, I want to tell you that I listened to the recording of this, so I'm prepared to make a motion on this. I just want everybody to know this is very difficult for me because I am for affordable housing, but that area is just so congested right now. I mean, I was almost in an accident there this week myself with somebody trying to get off Old Orchard Road. And without knowing that this road changes are on the books, money's down, it's backed up, they've started work on it. I just don't have the feeling that it will. So for that reason, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of change in zone number 1882 for Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC for a change in zone from AR1 and C2 zoning in an HR RPC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking a change in the base zoning of this property to HR. That's the highest density zoning that is available in Sussex County. Two, this proposed rezoning to HR would create a standalone HR zone in an area that is already developed with low density uses. The high density, more urban uses permitted in the HR zone are not appropriate given the uses that surround this location. Three, this site is adjacent to a single family development, which is incompatible with the high density multifamily development that is permitted under the proposed HR zoning. While there is some C1 zoning next to the parts of the site, these properties have developed with small business uses. While there is some MR zoned land in the area, it is across Route 1 from the site and it was developed with single family dwellings. The same is true for the small area of MR zoning behind this site. Four, the applicant has proposed a height limit of 42 feet for the project, but that is intended to be exclusive of pitched roofs and other rooftop elements, which can reach 52 feet or more in the HR zone. Permissible height of 52 feet in the HR zone is not compatible with the other low density uses nearby, which have a maximum height of only 42 feet. Five, the proposed access onto Old Mill Road is insufficient because the narrow and rural nature of the road makes it incompatible with substantial traffic generated by the higher density that would be permitted under the proposed HR zoning. Six, this site is in the coastal area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. According to the plan, the base density in the coastal area should remain 2 units per acre. While the plan states that higher densities can be appropriate, the plan's suggestion for reasons to increase the density are not present here. A, for example, the site is not in the midst of existing commercial or employment centers. Instead, there are just small individual commercial zones nearby with small businesses, and there are no large commercial areas between Nassau and Milford. The main commercial corridor of Route 1 is not conveniently located near this site. B, also the proposed rezoning to an HR RPC is not in keeping with the character of the area, which is a factor contemplated by the plan as a reason to increase density within the coastal area. Seven, there are no other high density developments or zoning districts on the north side of Route 1 from the Nassau Bridge through Milford. In prior decisions, the county has noted that given the important environmental and agricultural uses of the land area east of Route 1, including preservation districts and state-owned land, these areas should remain predominantly low density AR1 land. This is consistent with the comprehensive plan, which states that 2 units per acre is the base density of the coastal area. HR zoning in this location is inconsistent with the county's prior land use decisions for land east of Route 1 between Nassau and Milford. Eight, the purpose of the RPC district is not satisfied by this application according to the zoning code. An RPC is supposed to encourage large-scale developments as a means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments and to provide for design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments. These goals are not satisfied by this project. A, this is not a large-scale development. Instead, the applicant is seeking to shoehorn a high-density development into a relatively small parcel. B, there is nothing in the record to indicate that this is a superior living environment or that it represents design ingenuity. Instead, it appears to be merely seek the maximum density that could be possible under a Sussex County zoning classification without a design that is superior to a standard multifamily development design. There's nothing unique, superior, or ingenious in this design, and the applicant has failed to satisfy its burden in this regard. C, the development is not unified with its surrounding developments. There is a complete lack of unity with the surroundings. For example, its secondary point of access is via a rural roadway that serves low-density single-family homes on individual lots. This is a standalone high-density development that has no uniformity to anything around it. D, the proposed HR RPC does not protect the existing or future developments in the area. Instead, there was evidence in the record that this HR RPC would adversely affect the existing developments through the substantial increase in traffic, particularly in Old Mill Road, among other factors. Nine, although there was a recommendation for approval from the commission for a similar project on this site as part of CU 2147, that application was for 150 units, not 168. I'm not satisfied that this property, this neighborhood, or the area roadways, including rural Old Mill Road, can handle these additional units. 10. There's a need for affordable housing in Sussex County, and Sussex County promotes affordable housing initiatives and development as reflected in the comprehensive plan. However, Sussex County must also consider whether a proposed development, especially a high-density development, is appropriately located. In this particular case, there are just too many factors that are contrary to a high-density rezoning here, regardless of the housing component of this proposed development. 11, the proposed high-density zoning, being totally out of character with the surrounding area, would not promote the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County. And 12, for all these reasons, I move that we recommend a denial of the change of zone to an HRRPC.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1882, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC. Is there any discussion before we take a roll call vote? Okay.
I'm concerned that we approved it. We approved it. I think was it 5-0 when it came through the last time?
Yeah, it was 5-0 when it was approved. And
what's changed on it since then?
So the prior one, it was a conditional use. This is for HR, but the significant change is that was 150 units. And this is 168. This is part of the Sussex County Affordable Rental Unit Program under Chapter 72 of the county code. So they've submitted those 20 units to be administered through the community development and housing folks here within the county. So that's the difference. It's 21 units of affordable housing. It's a conditional use versus HRRPC. There was a rezoning to commercial with that first one out front, but that's kind of the major distinctions.
I've just done some more reading and thinking since then. I mean, one of the things Mr. Robertson and I disagree on, but under our code, in 99-15, letter F, it says all major commercial and industrial development or subdivisions along the major arterial roadways of Sussex County shall be prohibited unless the major commercial and industrial development shall provide service roads adjacent to all major arterial roadways. Now, that is supposedly in the plan, but so was expanding Route 9 since the 80s. So,
and I feel like during the testimony of this particular application, there was a lot more information that was provided regarding the traffic, showing the numbers against it, and particularly on Old Mill Road and the service lack of the service road.
I'm concerned that with affordable housing, we've got affordable housing and we don't care if the people in affordable housing get T-boned on the highway, but we do.
Well, it might be perceived that way, or it might be perceived that we don't want people, it could be perceived another way that could be very negative to, in regard to how planning and zoning looks at stuff.
Right. Well, we just voted to allow housing, accessory housing, to another development that didn't have these issues for affordable housing for aging in place, basically.
All right, then, there being no more discussion, we'll call the roll for the vote. Reminding the commission that a yes vote is to vote for a denial of the application, a no vote is to vote against the denial for the application. Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
No.
Mr. Mears?
No.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
The chair votes no. The motion is defeated 3-2. Okay. Is there any other motion to be made, or shall we move on to the next?
Yeah, just for the commission's benefit, just recall it takes 3 votes to take action. So, and right now we don't have 3 votes on a motion, so it's open for another motion if somebody wants to do that.
So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to change zone 1882 for Nassau Delaware Acquisitions LLC, I would like to make a motion for approval. I would request, in an effort to save time, the council would read my motion.
Okay, sure, Mr. Hopkins. So, Mr. Hopkins' motion, is that he moves that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 1882 for Nassau Delaware Acquisition LLC from AR1 and C2 to HRRPC to an HRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the application seeks a change in zone from AR1 and C2 to an HRRPC. The purpose of the HR zone is to provide a variety of housing types in an area where central water and sewer is available and which are well located with respect to major thoroughfares, shopping facilities, and centers of employment. Two, the stated purpose of the HR district is satisfied for this site because it is located along Route 1 and central water and sewer are available. There was testimony in the record from a DLDOT representative that Route 1 is being modified with the northbound lanes being converted into a service road. Sewer service will be provided by Sussex County and adequate wastewater capacity is available. Water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. There is also shopping nearby on Route 1 and the Five Points and West Coast Corner commercial areas that are accessible by cars and by bicycles. The property is adjacent to properties that have C1 zoning, which permits a wide variety of commercial uses and residential development of 12 units an acre. There is also extensive MR zoning across Route 1 from the site. This rezoning is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. Four, the property is in an area near the Route 1 commercial corridor and near public transportation as well as multimodal transportation on the new rail trail through Nassau. This is an appropriate location for HR zoning. Five, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. The plan states that a range of housing types are appropriate in this area, including multifamily uses. Six, the comprehensive plan states that higher densities can be supported in the coastal area where A, there is central water and sewer, both of which are available here. B, there are sufficient commercial areas and employment centers nearby, which exist here. Route 1 is one of the primary commercial and employment corridors of all of Sussex County. C, the site is along a main road. This property fronts on Route 1, which will be significantly improved as the site is developed, with the current northbound lanes becoming a service road directly in front of this site. D, there is an adequate level of service. There is nothing in the record to indicate that the level of service is insufficient for this project, and the record also indicates that the traffic impact of this development upon Route 1 will be minimal. E, there are other factors which are relevant to the requested density. Here it is relevant that the applicant is seeking an HRRPC to develop affordable housing as part of the Sussex County Rental Unit Program. Seven, while there has been stated concern about developing properties on the eastern side of Route 1 north of the Nassau area, this property is, the northern limit of the coastal zone. So it does not, forecast similar development north of this site on the bay side of Route 1. Eight, this application seeks approval of 168 multifamily apartment units on 15.2 acres for a density of almost 12 units an acre. This includes 21 units to be maintained as affordable units under Sussex County's Affordable Rental Unit Program administered under Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code. Nine, because of the high price of homes and rentals in much of eastern Sussex County, housing can be unaffordable for a lot of the workforce in this area of the county. As a result, many of those county residents cannot afford to live near where they work, resulting in long commuting time and increased traffic on county roadways. This project will provide affordable housing to Sussex County residents with low to moderate income levels who are a large part of the workforce in eastern Sussex County. 10. Sussex County Council has declared in Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code that it is the public policy of the county to A, encourage the creation of a full range of housing choices conveniently located in suitable living environments for all incomes, ages, and family sizes. B, encourage the production of affordable rental units to meet the existing and anticipated future employment needs in the county. C, assure that affordable rental units are dispersed throughout the county consistent with the comprehensive plan. D, encourage developments in growth areas as defined within the county's most current comprehensive plan. And areas of opportunity, as defined by the Delaware State Housing Authority, to include a minimum percentage of affordable rental units on public water and sewer systems. The proposed development is in accordance with this county public policy as set forth in the county code. 11. The application promotes the goals, objectives, and strategies of the housing element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as follows. It ensures the provision of safe and decent housing for all Sussex County residents, which is goal 8.1 of the housing element. It ensures that a diversity of housing opportunities are available to meet the needs of residents of different ages and income levels, which is goal 8.2 of the housing element. It affirmatively furthers affordable and fair housing opportunities in the county to better accommodate the needs of all residents. That's objective 8.2.1 of the housing element. Next, it promotes an increase in affordable rental opportunities through a private developer. That's objective 8.2.2 of the housing element. Next, it facilitates and promotes a land use policy that enables an increase in the supply of affordable housing in areas with adequate infrastructure. That's objective 8.2.3 of the housing element. 12, the site is an area of opportunity designated by the Delaware State Housing Authority. The Sussex County Comprehensive Plan promotes expansion of affordable housing opportunities in these areas. 13, there was testimony in the record from a DelDOT representative that Route 1 is being modified so that the northbound lanes are going to be converted into a service road. Access to this property will be from this new service road as well as Old Mill Road. Both of these points of access are onto public roads owned and maintained by DelDOT, and DelDOT will require a variety of roadway improvements funded by the developer to serve these entrances. 14, the proposed HR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. 15, the proposed development creates large-scale rental residential housing with a superior living environment for county residents, and it achieves the goals of the comprehensive plan consistent with the purpose of the RPC district. The RPC design incorporates a separation of 60 to 90 feet between the rear lot line of the project and the project's rear parking areas. The homes to the rear also are separated by at least 200 feet. The design also includes significant amenities and open space. 16, the development will be served by central water provided by Sussex County. 17, the development will have central water provided by a publicly regulated water utility. 18, this recommendation has conditions and stipulations placed upon it that will address many of the concerns raised during the public hearing. And 19, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of residential units shall be 168, of which at least 21 shall be maintained as affordable units in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Rental Unit Program administered pursuant to Chapter 72 of the Sussex County Code. B, although the height limit for structures in the HR zone is 52 feet, as proffered by the applicant, no structure in this project shall exceed 42 feet, exclusive of pitch roof, chimneys, elevator towers, or similar items. C, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DelDOT requirements. The entrance to the project from Old Mill Road shall not be gated in any fashion. D, no more than 90 dwelling units shall be constructed until the conversion of the northbound lanes of Route 1 into a service road is completed. E, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. F, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. H, with the exception of the time between the Friday of Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day, construction and site work shall only occur on the property between 7:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. To avoid additional truck and construction traffic on this area of Route 1 during the summer season, there shall not be any construction or site work on Saturdays or Sundays between the Friday of Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day. Yeah, excuse me, and that should have been Monday, the hours Monday through Friday in that age, yeah. I, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. J, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. K, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. L, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. M, the development shall include the following amenities: tennis courts, pickleball courts, bocce ball courts, and a clubhouse with pool. The final site plan shall contain the dimensions of the clubhouse and pool. These amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the building permit for the fourth multifamily building. And there shall not be any structures located within 50 feet of the northeast boundary of the property. There shall be a 7-foot tall privacy fence of opaque wood or vinyl installed within this area to screen the project from the Broder's Drive right away. All existing vegetation in this area shall be maintained as a non-disturbance area, with additional plannings added to comply with the requirements of Section 99.9 of the Subdivision Code as a minimum. There shall not be any walking paths or lighting in the area. In this area, the existing and planned vegetation, as well as the fencing in this area, shall be shown in a landscaping plan submitted as part of the final site plan. However, the developer shall preserve as many existing trees as possible on the site. These preserved areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. P, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. No light pole on the site shall exceed 12 feet in height. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Hopkins, is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a motion. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1882 NASA.
Before we vote, could I ask one thing, though? Just,
sure.
Is there any way that we can make, I mean, our intent here, I'm assuming, is that the affordable housing would be affordable housing, workforce housing, people working in Sussex County, not necessarily people retiring down here and looking for a cheap place to live at the beach. Is there a way that we can add that in there? That that's
well,
I think that's in
yeah, that's covered
county's code
in chapter 72. You know, because there's requirements on median income levels who qualify. There's requirements on actually who qualifies, whether you've been a Sussex County resident for a certain period of time. All that is. I want to say sort of administered, but maybe better words, monitored by our community development and housing folks. And there's reports that have to be done as far as how these are marketed, who is ultimately renting the properties, when those leases are terminated. That's all, as much as we can, that's all taken care of through, again, community development and housing. So, that was a long answer. We can't quite do what you want to do, but we go pretty far in that regard through Chapter 72.
So Chapter 72 says you have to be employed and live in Sussex County for at least 1 year preceding the application.
That's still not okay. But that's
yeah. So you have to be employed and live in Sussex County.
I just one of the developers who came in for an affordable housing thing had said that most of his affordable housing was going to people retiring down here.
Well, and that's why, you know, we've tried to incentivize and get people to use, and I know we're getting off the track a little bit, Mr. Wheatley, but to use Chapter 72 of the code, that the county's moderately priced, you know, housing unit program, which is home ownership, and the SCRP under Chapter 72, which is rental, because you're right, if you just make things inexpensive, you know, and free market's going to say everybody's going to want to buy those. You know, but with the Chapter 72 program, there's guidelines in place, you know, that basically reserve those as much as we can for, you know, the type of workforce housing you're talking about. So, okay.
Thank you.
Any other comment? Any other comment? Okay, then. To move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1882 Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company. We'll call a roll for the vote. Ms. Hopkins, or Ms. Hopkins. Miss Stevenson.
Yeah, she stayed home. I thought if there was a time, if there would be a night for her to come, it would be tonight.
No.
She's not here.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
Yes.
Mr. Mears.
Yes.
Ms. Wingate.
No.
Okay, the chair votes yes. The motion passes 3-2. All right, then.
Very good.
Sorry about that. Next item is conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Prettyman.
This is that, mine? I seem to have misplaced my
motion.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2179 for Joseph H. Prettyman Jr. and Patricia Prettyman for a lawnmower and small engine repair business, outdoor storage and lease storage units and storage buildings based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is a 3.71 acre parcel that is remaining from a much larger farm dating to the 1800s. The uses all occur within former agricultural outbuildings or buildings that were built more than 30 years ago. The uses have also occurred on the property for some time as the property transitioned away from primarily farming operations. Two, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of part of the property for a small engine repair business with storage in outbuildings is consistent with the types of uses that would occur on an AR1 property. The property also continues to be used for other agricultural purposes. Three, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small business uses such as this are appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the applicants reside on the property and will have control over how it is used. Five, there will be no retail sales from the property. Six, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or traffic. Seven, the small engine repair work and storage services serves a variety of Sussex County residents and businesses. This intended use is for a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, the property is served by a well and septic system. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a lawnmower and small engine repair business, outdoor storage and leased storage units and storage buildings. No other businesses shall be conducted from the site. No retail sales shall be conducted from the site. B, there shall not be any Connex type metal storage containers, metal shipping containers, roll-off containers, or dumpsters brought to the site or stored on the site other than one dumpster to be used for refuse associated with the business. C, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. D, the hours of operation for the lawnmower and small engine repair business shall be from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no weekend hours. The storage areas shall be accessible 7 days per week from dusk until dawn. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entranceway or roadway improvements. G, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for outdoor storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any outdoor storage within the property setbacks. H, all lawnmower and small engine maintenance and repair shall occur indoors. Also, any fluids associated with this use shall be safely stored and disposed of in accordance with all state and federal requirements. No fluids shall be stored outdoors. I, the indoor leased storage shall only occur within the existing structures on the site. No additional storage buildings shall be permitted. J, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Prettyman, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve CU 2180 for Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson for a professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use started as a home occupation within the applicant's home. Because the business has grown, the applicants are seeking to include office space for themselves and employees upon their property or on their property. Two, the applicant's property is 18.11 acres in size. This is large enough to permit the construction of a small office without having an adverse impact on neighboring properties. Three, the applicant stated that the office space will be used as an engineering office and that it does not generate much traffic other than the few employees who will work here. Meetings with the business clients typically occur off-site. The property is in a developing area according to the comprehensive plan. Office uses are appropriate in this area according to the plan. Five, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no more than 1,500 square feet of professional office space. B, as proffered by the applicants, the new office space shall be located no closer than 200 feet from the front or rear property lines. In addition, all existing perimeter buffers shall be maintained. C, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This shall not prohibit the applicants from working on in the office at other hours of the day or on weekends. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. It shall be located so that it does not shine upon the residential lots on either side of the property's entrance road. E, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning entrance traffic and roadway improvements.
G, all parking areas for the conditional use shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. H, the applicant shall comply with all DENREC requirements concerning any upgrades that are necessary to the existing septic system as a result of the construction of this new office space. I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is a change of zone number 1884, ABC Storage LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of change of zone 1884 for ABC Storage for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 and C1. This application will bring the entire property under commercial zoning. The site also is in an area where other commercial zoning and commercial uses exist. Three, part of the applicant's property is currently used as a mini storage facility and retail building. This rezoning will permit the reasonable expansion of both uses. Four, the applicant has stated that there is a need for the expanded mini storage facility since there is currently a waiting list and the grocery that is located on the property serves the community in this area of Sussex County and wants to expand on the property. This rezoning will permit both reasonable expansion to occur on the site. Five, the applicant owns the property to the rear of this site and the use will not have an adverse impact on properties on either side of the site. Six, the site is located along Route 404, which is an arterial road. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. Nine, any future uses of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1884, ABC Storage LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.